Welcome to the Deep Dive. We take your sources, really dig in, and pull out the key insights for you. Today we're doing something a bit different. We're focusing on just one sentence, a really crucial one, from budgeting for your dream home, our mission. To unpack this statement, how much house can I afford? Tools help buyers navigate budgets. We want to explore what it really means. It sounds simple, maybe, but it has huge implications if you're looking at the housing market or really any big financial step. It's about strategy, not just words. Okay, let's unpack this.
Yeah, that sentence really captures the starting point for so many people, doesn't it? How much house can I afford? That's always the big question. But the key part, I think, is what comes next. Tools help buyers navigate budgets. It immediately shifts the focus from just wondering to, well, finding practical ways to figure it out. It sets you up for an informed approach.
Exactly. Not just wishful thinking. So let's break it down. That first bit, how much house can I afford? So straightforward. But what actually goes into that? It's more than just your yearly salary, right? What are lenders really looking at?
Oh, absolutely. Salary is just one piece. A huge factor is your debt-to-income ratio, your DTI. Basically, how much of your monthly income before taxes is already going to debt payments? Think car loans, student debt, credit cards.
Okay.
Lenders generally like to see that below 43%, give or take. Lower is definitely better, though.
Right. 43%. That's a benchmark.
Then there's your credit score. That directly influences the interest rate you'll get. A better score means a lower rate, which means a lower monthly payment. It makes a big difference.
Mm-hmm. And the down payment, obviously.
Yes, exactly. How much cash you can put down up front. The more you put down, the less you need to borrow. Simple as that, but critical. So you see, how much house isn't just one number. It's this dynamic thing based on all these interconnected parts.
And that makes total sense, like a financial snapshot almost. So, okay, you figure out those personal factors. Then the sentence says, tools help buyers. This feels like the action part. What kind of tools are we actually talking about here? Can you give some examples?
Definitely. Tools here are resources, essentially. Probably the most common one people see first are those online affordability calculators.
Yeah. Those are everywhere.
They are. And they're useful. You plug in your income, your debts, maybe an estimated down payment, and it gives you a ballpark figure, a starting point.
Okay, so calculators. What else?
A really crucial one is getting a mortgage pre-approval. This is more formal. A lender actually reviews your financial documents, your income, assets, debts, credit, and then they tell you specifically how much they're willing to lend you. It's much more concrete than a calculator estimate. It shows sellers you're serious, too.
That sounds like a big step, almost like a necessary tool before you even start looking seriously.
Very often, yes. And another tool isn't digital at all. It's people. Financial advisors or mortgage brokers, they can help you understand all the options, compare different loan types like, you know, FHA, VA, conventional loans. They guide you through the complexity. They are the tool in that sense.
Right. The human element. That's super helpful, breaking down tools into those concrete things. So you use these tools. And the sentence says, they help you navigate budgets. I like that word, navigate. It implies it's not just a straight line, right? There's a journey, maybe some obstacles. What does that navigation involve?
Yeah, navigate is the perfect word because the financial landscape for home buying isn't static.
Mm.
First off, you're navigating potentially changing interest rates. Rates can fluctuate even while you're house hunting, which can change your affordability calculation right then and there.
Ugh, yeah. That could be stressful.
It can. Then you're navigating property taxes. These vary hugely depending on where you buy, and they can go up over time. That needs to be in the budget.
And closing costs. People forget those sometimes.
Absolutely. Closing costs, things like appraisal fees, title insurance, lawyer fees, they can add up to, say, 2-5% of the loan amount. It's a significant chunk of cash you need on top of the down payment.
Wow. Okay.
And the navigation doesn't stop when you get the keys. You're also navigating the ongoing costs of homeownership, maintenance, repairs, insurance, maybe HOA fees.
It's a long-term navigation, not just getting to the purchase.
Exactly. So navigating the budget means constantly adjusting, planning for these variables, having a bit of a cushion for surprises. It's an active process.
So what does this all mean for you, the listener? We've taken this one sentence, how much house can I afford?
Mm.
Tools help buyers navigate budgets from the source material. Budgeting for your dream home.
Mm-hmm.
And we've sort of pulled it apart. We've seen affordability isn't just income. It's DTI, credit, down payment.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about specific tools, those calculators, yes, but also the crucial pre-approval. and expert advisors.
Real resources.
And then this idea of navigating the budget through while everything else, rates, taxes, ongoing costs. Understanding this whole framework, that there's the core question, tools to help answer it, and then this ongoing journey, that's a really powerful way to approach home buying, isn't it? Gives you a mental shortcut to being prepared.
It really does. It highlights that buying a home isn't passive. The source material frames it as something you actively do, using information and resources. It encourages you to ask the right questions, find the right help, and, you know, manage the process proactively. Just understanding that dynamic that you need to engage, and there are ways to do it effectively, that's probably the most important first step. It turns the dream into something actionable. Maybe think about this. Where else in your life do you already use tools to navigate something complex? Maybe it's an app for your fitness goals or some software for managing projects. How could applying that same proactive tool-using mindset help when you're facing something as big as figuring out your financial future, like budgeting for that dream home? Something to consider.